Sorry, Daniels for James Anthony, please.
It is James, sir.
Well, hello. How you doing? Thank you very much.
Sorry I missed your birthday, but we had a cake and blew out candles.
That's how you do it, son. You know, people tell me. If you blew out all the candles that represent my birthday, you probably had a waxy cake, I imagine.
My son's birthday is actually October
28th. Hi, Jake. This is Charlie Daniels, and we share the same birthday, partner, October 28th. Of course, I had my long time before you had yours. Happy birthday to us.
You had a big month, the Musicians Hall of Fame.
Of all the people in the world that could have gotten us this honor, this accolade, it was, I was so deeply, I feel like there's a lot of people who deserve it a lot more than I do, but I was certainly honored to accept it. Some people are artists, some people are recording artists, some people are just studio musicians, some people are just musicians, they honor musicians. I was very deeply honored to be a part of it. It made me very happy.
You're a very patriotic man. Land That I Love, your CD. Patriotic songs. Tell me about.
Well, I wrote a song called In America about the reawakening of patriotism in the, during the Iranian hostage crisis. A couple of things after the 9/11, the day that changed the world, basically. And I wrote a couple of songs about that. There's songs honoring our military. There's songs about just the beauty of America and the blessing it is to live here. And it's a compilation of the patriotic songs I've written over the years. We got them put together. It was about 15 of them. So they made a whole album's worth. So we released it, called it Land That I Love. Don't think we ain't going to do the fiddle tunes and stuff.
When you do Long-Haired Country Boy, do you change up the lyrics now?
Yes, I do. I do change up the lyrics. When I wrote those lyrics, I did it very tongue-in-cheek. It was a different time, different place, and different place in history, different time. And I think it seems that as time goes along, the younger and younger the folks get that are doing drugs and getting into trouble with alcohol, and I by no means want to promote drugs and alcohol to anybody because they're not good, especially for kids that are that young. Abuse of alcohol and doing drugs is basically a one-way street. Something, if you start doing it and you keep doing it, you're headed in one direction, and that's not good. I've lost some friends to drugs. I've lost a very dear friend of mine to drugs, very talented personal friend of mine that was a very talented musician and very productive musician and a prolific songwriter. And I just, you know, I don't want to ever anybody to think that I'm promoting that. And basically what I was saying when I said I get stoned in the morning, I get drunk in the afternoon, what I was saying is I use I get up in the morning, I get down in the afternoon. It's the same thing. I mean, you take the alcohol and drug reference out of it, and it's still, the song's still the same. Mm-hmm. The song was never, you know, it's absolutely not meant to glorify alcohol and drugs by any extension, that's why I changed the lyrics to it. But everything was patriotic. Everything was aimed at a common cause, at the war effort of getting the war out over with and getting our troops back home. That's still, till this day, what it's all about. And I don't think people realize that, especially in the war that we're fighting now. And I don't think that a lot of people, I know most people in this country do, most rank and file people, some of our major media and some of our politicians, I don't think they realize what's going on here and how important our military is. And I think we ought to take if either one of two things, in my opinion, if we're going to go to war, let's go on with both barrels blazing and get the thing over with. If we're not going to do that, let's don't go. Let's just keep our people home. There's no sense in it. If we don't accomplish anything, why spend one precious American life on that? So, you know, that our military is capable. Our military leaders are capable. If we could take the politics and the media out of the war for a while, these guys would get it over with. But, you know, if we're not going to do that, we should bring them home. Just bring them home and let them protect the homeland. They're too precious to waste.
Charlie Daniels, you're a fine American, sir.
Thank you, my friend. You take care of yourself.